It was earlier this month when the state Supreme Court handed out a ruling that's being interpreted as making medical marijuana dispensaries illegal. That February 8th ruling has marijuana users and the dispensaries essentially going underground, having to rely on word of mouth, dispensaries closing. Well, now comes a new chapter in Michigan's medical marijuana story. State Representative Mike Kalten, a Republican from Nashville in southwest Michigan, is sponsoring a bill to let local communities decide whether or not to allow medical marijuana dispensaries and where. His House Bill 4271 is being called the Dispensing Bill. State Rep Mike Kalten joins us now. Representative Kalten, there was a similar bill that died last year in committee. Why are you taking this up again?
Last year, I was a freshman and learned quite a bit about how to do this and think I've learned how we can advocate better for this bill. It was put in much too late. The committee was already overloaded. There were elections, and it never got a hearing. So now it's a new session. We're putting the bill in right away, and I've talked to the committee chairman, and I expect to get a hearing soon.
And you've got upfront Republican support. You've got 8 Republicans on board and 8 Democrats. So why do you think you're seeing growing support from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle?
You know, it is amazing. Last year, when I first had this bill, it was all I could do to get 2 co-sponsors. But this time, people were approaching me and wanted to get on board. 8 Republicans, 8 Dems, ranging from the most liberal to the most conservative, believe it or not. And I think attitudes have changed in the year. I think people have had discussions about it. They've had relatives or friends that maybe needed medical marijuana and saw how it helped them. And I can see right now this issue is moving a lot easier.
So personal experience made such a difference. Is that what is behind your support? Am I correct that you were originally against the Medical Marijuana Act?
I voted against it.
Yeah. So what made you change your mind?
Well, I am a chiropractor. And you know, for 24 years, I take care of people. And my father was an osteopathic doctor. And my grandfather was a medical doctor. And that's what we do in my family. We take care of people. And I think there was a moment where a light bulb went off in my head. A patient of mine came in, and he said, "Doc, I'm dying of cancer, of liver cancer." And he picked up his shirt, and under the bottom of his right rib cage, you could see the protrusion coming from under his ribs. And he said, and he looked terrible, and he said he lost a lot of weight, and I could see that. And he said he wasn't able to handle the medicines. He wasn't tolerating the medicines for appetite and for nausea. And he said he begged his doctor, and finally his doctor wrote him a recommendation for medical marijuana. And he said it was really helping, that it was getting rid of the nausea, increasing his appetite, keeping his weight on, and giving him some quality of life. That patient encounter really set me aback and really got me thinking. And it took a couple of weeks, but suddenly, you know, a light bulb went off in my head. I want to tell you about an encounter I had yesterday in my chiropractic office. I was adjusting a patient, and she knew I had the bill and told me about a friend of hers that is dying and she's bedridden. And she said that with the Supreme Court ruling, the dispensary closed, and she does not know what to do, the dying woman. She's under 100 pounds, probably in the upper 80s right now, in terms of weight. There's just nothing to her. They can't even get her to even take medicine that she's taking. But the marijuana, the medical marijuana, was giving her any kind of appetite she had. So now there's no dispensaries. Well, she's not going to grow it herself. She's too weak.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, in the 4 to 6 months it takes for that plant to be ready, she will be dead. And she doesn't know where to find a caregiver. There aren't enough caregivers.
And caregivers, I should say, that term is kind of used in general for the people who dispense the medical marijuana.
A caregiver can have up to 5 patients that they take care of.
Okay.
But they really can't mix people's marijuana, so that caregiver would have to have 4 to 6 months to grow that plant, and she's going to be dead.
Mm.
And so in my mind, I think that that patient has the right, if she's got a recommendation for medical marijuana, she's got the right to try to live. She's got the right to a certain quality of life, and she's got the right to go to what I call a provisionary center, not dispensary. I think she has the right to get her medicine today that she needs to stay alive.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, speaking with State Representative Mike Calton, a Republican from Nashville, and he is sponsoring a bill to let local communities decide whether to allow medical marijuana dispensaries. That House Bill 4271, it's being called the Dispensing Bill. Now, I have to ask you, because I know that your bill is almost certainly going to get opposition from the state attorney general's office. They're saying, we think we're just fine. We don't need any new legislation to regulate medical marijuana. Do you feel there's a lack of empathy in that stand?
The attorney general's office, they're attorneys, and they work with law enforcement. And they look at this as a legal issue, as a law enforcement issue, perhaps as a criminal issue. But as a chiropractor, and my father was a doctor, and my grandfather was a doctor, we take care of people. And I look at this as a healthcare delivery issue.
And I want to address the concerns that we have heard from, let's say, sheriffs and law enforcement, who worry that these dispensaries present a, I don't know, pretty juicy opportunity to game the law, that you'll see patients with legitimate medical needs, like the patients you've told us about, getting their marijuana legally, and then at the same time, they worry the dispensaries might be selling some out the back door to dealers. What do you say to them?
I don't think so much it's that they're selling out the back door to dealers. That's not what they're doing. You are seeing some patients that I don't think are valid patients, where they are actually recreational users. I agree, that does happen. But I am not going to damn the patients that need this just to stop the recreational user from getting it. What is the worst thing that can happen? If someone gets it recreationally, they're going to get it anyway, but instead they're going to get stuff that's probably tested and in a safe place. I don't see that as a big negative. I say let's take care of the people that really need it. Now, I've talked to some people in law enforcement, and they're like, well, there's some people getting it that shouldn't, so let's shut down the whole thing. I just think that's wrong.
Representative Calton, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
State Representative Mike Calton is a Republican from Nashville in Southwest Michigan and sponsor of House Bill 4271 that would let residents or local officials decide if they wish to allow medical marijuana dispensaries to operate in their communities.